us to warm.
Time again. It's 9 o'clock, a couple seconds or a minute after. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, a fellow academy to West Point and Annapolis and the Air Force Academy, and a kindred academy to the Coast Guard Academy because it's a federal service academy. But Kings Point is a federal military service academy. And the Coast Guard is a civil service academy, kind of like if the post office had a academy. But the Coast Guard is a federal maritime civil service that has now been turned into a branch of military under the guise of the launching of the war in Iraq by President Bush, Admiral Lloyd, Admiral Collins, Admiral Allen in the Coast Guard. And I would have to say that others like Admiral Mullen and Admiral Ruffhead within the Navy, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and more are well aware in what has gone on with the Coast Guard and using it to, which surprises me, because now the Coast Guard has more power and sits at a cabinet level, basically on par with the chair of the Joint Chiefs, so that all the Joint Chiefs from all the different branches of the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, are below the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard is on par with, under Homeland Security and under martial law, Title 10, UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, in Homeland Security, the other half of the Defense Department now, where we have an offense and a defense, and the Department of Homeland Security is a Pentagon creation, make no mistake about it. You know, even with Operation Northwoods, you know, that was a Pentagon military creation, except now they've carried it out. But what's disturbing is the Coast Guard is licensing, as a branch of military, it's licensing civilians. That's like having the Air Force license private and commercial pilots. It's crazy. That didn't happen in response to 9/11. But today we've got Chris Hinckley from Road Warrior Radio on RBN. He's a fellow host on the network. I was just on his program last night. He's coming on mine tonight. We've made this kind of a habit. And we've got James Corbett, who's supposed to be with us. He just did a couple interviews, just did one. He's got another one coming up. So he's trying to grab a bite to eat. He's going to come on about halfway and then join us. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to listen in and or just jump in and figure out where we're at and what we're talking about. But right after this break, we'll bring on Chris Hinckley. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, 800-313-9443. Call in early if you got something to say. Or if you don't, call in early. Get in line. Now. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Keep playing it, man. I gotta listen to, like, at least the first. We need to try to see if we can get him on the show. Later. For anybody who doesn't know, that's Muse, and the song is Uprising. And there's a lot of revolutionary tunes out there like this that go to the times. And I'm still trying to get people to wake up. Yeah, David Icke does it, or Ike, whatever, however you want to pronounce his name, tomato, tomato, whatever. He gets into the whole royalty and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But then he turns it all into these reptilian aliens that have converged on Earth to rob it of all its resources and all this other stuff. And it's kind of like what Alex Jones does. And not that Alex Jones doesn't have a lot of good information, but to a large extent, if you're listening to Alex Jones and he goes off on a tirade and somebody walks by, they'd be looking at you like you're a freak. And what the hell are you listening to? And it's kind of a sophisticated way to, you know, even Alex tying himself like a ball and chain to Charlie Sheen and then throwing himself overboard. You know, and I know he wants to stick up for Charlie, and Charlie's a talented guy, but there's so many ways to, and here, I'll give you a perfect example, and we'll go back into some of these other issues. I'll bring Chris on. But, a lot of these quote-unquote progressive and or liberal radio programs, and I'm condemning any group or, you know, way of thinking or whatever, but there is a very sophisticated, I guess it's a way to get the meat and potato people away from, you know, thinking a little bit more. You know, even the term progressive came from taxing the rich progressively to where, you know, your wealth went up, you got taxed more and more because we didn't want to have robber barons. We didn't want to have a self-perpetuating aristocracy or elite. That was one of the reasons for the estate tax and more, so that, you know, people like Bill Frist, whose father stole billions of dollars from the U.S. taxpayers, had to pay back $1.7 billion, and that's a fraction of what he stole, through HCA in Columbia with Bill Frist's son. Bill Frist was a former Senate Majority Leader in the Senate. He moved to do away with the estate tax, the Paris Hilton tax, so that he could, because his father had just died, inherit billions of dollars stolen from the U.S. taxpayers from his father who just died. That is, and this guy's saying he's a doctor, supposedly, and a Christian, supposedly, born-again Christian. I don't know how much more lecherous it gets than that. And, you know, I'm not making this stuff up. It's a matter of record. You can go read a book. I think it's called Giant Killers. It gets into QTAM and federal contracting and, you know, other types of racketeering. And the story of Frist and Co., Frist and family, is all in there. But I want to bring on Chris. The program was on his program last night. It's World Warrior Radio. Chris Hinckley, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's happening?
Indeed. It's a crazy world, a crazy time.
Well, it's always been a crazy time, though. I mean, if you look back through history, we talked about on your program last night the marathon, the you know, why we even run the marathon, like in the Olympics and more, and even have a quote-unquote marathon race, is to honor the runner from the, I think it was a marathon war. It's actually called Marathon or something, or the Mountain or something like that. Marathon actually.
Marathon, I think, is what it was, right?
Yeah, I think so. But the runner who ran just like 26.3 miles or whatever it was to the general to deliver the message and then died at his feet, you know, passing the message. One of the ways that the quote-unquote elite or those in power who want to stay in power and continue to siphon off of everybody else, they kill the messenger to kill the message.
Right. They attack the marathon to Athens after the battle, and like I said last night, it was, I think Nike was the word, you know, not, I said we have succeeded, I think it was victory, you know, to say that we have been victorious or whatever, yeah.
Right. But the point is that this has been going on for a long time, and, you know, like even the concept that has been taken over by the quote-unquote mafia. And you got to look at who the mafia is. They're royal Italian families who are gangsters. The concept of quote-unquote rubbing someone out, that comes from ancient Rome, to where what they used to do literally was, if you were a public servant or somebody who had, you know, your face on a mural for being popular or you're, you know, rubbing elbows with the right people, if you crossed the wrong paths and the wrong people, at what they would do is they would rub your face out. They would do it, leave the body, rub the face out so that people knew that you had been rubbed out, and they would remove you, you know, if not blatantly kill you, they would remove you from public life.
And from the pages of history, kind of similar to the Orwellian concept of, you know, being unpersoned, basically.
Right, and I saw an episode of Star Trek Next Generation where they did that to Worf.
Right.
As an aside, I just thrown that in. It was like, you know, the Klingons, because his father was dishonored. But all these things that we're talking about and human nature, and see what's scary, because we really are, the United States war machine is 1,000 times, if not more, more powerful than what Germany was at its height.
Yeah, not
the weapons that we have now blow away I mean, if you took like a fighter craft, like the Raptor, and the Raptor's having problems right now, I guess they're taking them offline. I'm not sure. I haven't read up on it, but I just heard briefly that there was something up with that in the last week or so, last couple of days. But if you took a Raptor and flew it against anything from World War II, it would be like Stargate and bringing in some kind of like alien or alien craft technology and flying it against a Raptor. Sure, you might get lucky and knock a couple out, but the odds are going to be 100 to 1, you know, or if not 1,000 to 1. And that's exactly, you know, what we're getting into, where we can't afford to fight with our fellow human beings on the planet anymore and divert technology that should be used towards, you know, I don't know if I've ever talked to you about it on your program or mine about the Van Allen belts, the electromagnetic field, which is the effectively the force field for the world.
Right.
It's a natural occurrence. You can, you know, the Northern Lights is a phenomenon that's part of this. The ozone layer is a part of this. The solar wind is an issue or a part of this. Global warming is an issue or a part of this. To where, from the energy coming from the sun, the Earth is energized. You know, you talk about the iron core, the spinning of the crust, the spinning of the atmosphere, and more. The Earth is like a electrical generator. And it, this force field or electromagnetic field that surrounds the Earth that is exhibited by the Van Allen belts, it was, you know, that Allen name popping up again, it comes out at the top of one pole, arcs out around and through the atmosphere, the upper levels of it, and then or even outside and around it, and then comes back in at the other pole. The strength of this field, it actually, the field itself deflects solar energy, solar radiation, and more, and protects the planet from the, you know, the water and critters and life and resources that are, you know, near the surface being basically burned off to where our planet would, you know, much more resemble Mars. And instead of doing things that are constructive and taking technology to where we're building up the ice fields on the polar caps and doing something that goes towards supercooling, if anybody's ever, you know, read about or talked about supercooling magnets, you can increase the magnetic field. We're getting a really weird echo. Did you hear that? I don't know. It might be on my side, but it sounds okay now. But to where, you know, taking things and building up and this sounds like, you know, way beyond the technology that we have, but it's really not. And I'm talking about, to make it simpler, is to build giant ice blowers to desalinate salt water, which would lower the sea level around the world, desalinate that water and blow it, if not even just, you know, feed it, because you don't even have to blow it. Blowing it would be one way, but, I mean, you could just literally pipe it and dispense it, or just, you know, distribute it on the two ice fields, you know, on the Arctic and Antarctic, which would strengthen the ice fields, which would strengthen the Van Allen belts and the electromagnetic field that protects the Earth. And you know, we talk about global warming and all this stuff. If they really believed it, then there would be a space race type a program going on, being run together by all the nations of the world. And that's what makes me very skeptical about global warming. But it goes to the issues of actually using technology towards constructive things rather than destructive things. Chris, we'll be right back, and I'll throw it to you right after this commercial break. 800-313-9443.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
That song makes me think of high school dating, and wonder if I'm just going to get caught by my parents. Just kidding. Obviously, that goes towards the past and the future. And those who are on the outside looking in, trying to warn and inform and tell other people who are, I guess, who haven't had the scales fall from their eyes. And this is one of the things I have a problem with in just about anything coming out of the federal government, whether it be Osama bin Laden or any of this stuff, is they get caught in so many gall darned lies. You know, you can go to Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin. What happened with the Liberty, the vessel that was shot up by the Israelis for whatever reason. And the, you know, the crew just, you know, basically left to fend for themselves rather than being taken care of properly. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. The reasons for World War II, Korea, You start peeling back, you know, if Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, let's go to something closer to home, to where we're lighting up and firing up the war machine for the hell of it, for practice, to bring up the next generation of weapons and more, instead of spending, you know, trillions, literally trillions of dollars here in the United States towards constructive things like magnetic levitation train system in the southern corridor, the northern corridor, the eastern corridor, the western corridor. I don't know, maybe the good thing about this is that they've beaten down union workers and just workers in general so much over the last 20, 30 years, starting with PATCO, professional air traffic controllers, and pink slipping them, and that was carried out by Ronald Reagan, who was knighted by the Queen, of course. Now they're going to start building, and you know, lo and behold, they're going to start promising people a pension, good medical benefits, all kinds of other stuff, just like what was promised in the 50s and 60s, and certain, you know, at least a generation or a portion of that generation got it. But then they're going to set up the whole racket like they just did again now and strip as many people as possible of their IRAs, pensions, money purchase benefit accounts, retirement, medical benefits in retirement, and more. Let me go to Chris. We've got James coming on in a little bit. He had to take a break. He's been doing recordings. But, Chris, you want to throw something in? I want to go to a couple calls and knock them out real quick if we can.
Right on. A lot of stuff, you know, that you've thrown out on the table, obviously. I mean, when you talk about the crazy stuff about the sun and the technology that we should be building, I don't know. I think of Daniel 12:4, knowledge will...
Dude, you're going to get biblical on me?
Not necessarily. That wasn't where I was going to stop, but sure.
Go ahead.
Revelation 11, verse 18, those who, you know, to time to destroy those who destroy the earth. The fourth bowl in Revelation chapter 16. The fourth bowl, fourth angel pouring out his bowl on the sun, and it says it was given to scorch men on the earth, and so men were scorched. And instead of, you know, going, hey, what's going on? It says they did not repent and they blasphemed God, or, you know, that kind of a thing.
But they want to twist that around to where it's like we, the little guys who basically, you know, just want to work, educate, have a family, you know, even run for elective office if you want to, whatever. We don't want to take over the world. We don't want to conquer another country. We don't want to invade another country. We don't want to bomb another country. We want to have a government of, by, and for the people. You know, first and foremost, civil defense. Why are we renting cruise ships after Katrina instead of having public service vessels that a lot of other countries have? Like, if you go to Europe, a lot of these other countries have not only skimmers, they have oil recovery vessels. And even with, you know, we've had spills going on since Valdez and well before that, you know, probably 100 years back or more. How come we have not set up, if they want to talk global and they want to get, oh, we're all holding hands now, how come they're not working on any of these projects? And to the point to where, just like we did here with the railroads in the United States, each state was responsible for building the railroad in its state to connect it across the United States. But, you know, to a certain standard that everybody agreed upon, but it was left to each individual state to make the, you know, ends on either side join up with the state that was on either side of the particular state. I just don't, I don't know. The federal government has gotten into it. It's acting as if it is the only state, and there are no longer 50 states. Which is this movement towards, you know, the New World Order, One World Government, yada, yada. Chris, when we come back, I'll throw it to you, and you can bring up a couple calls. Rip out.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
I don't want to get caught eating on air or anything again and get chastised by the listeners. We're on air now? Oops. There I go, thinking out loud again. We got James Corbett on, but I want to go to Chris real quick. And Chris, if you would throw your 2 cents in, or more if you've got more change, and then bring in a couple callers, and we'll bring James in right after we get the first caller.
Well, you know, going back to what you were talking about earlier, there's so much there. You've talked in the past. I think one of the things that comes to my mind in addition to Title 10 and Title 14 regarding the Coast Guard is Title 19. And
Title 19.
You know, yeah.
14.
19 USC.
What about 19?
Which gives the Coast Guard the authority to carry a firearm, among other things, in all kinds of places, in all kinds of, just about anywhere.
They're the only branch of military that can carry their service-issued weapons home with them.
Right, and that's my point. And so
it's like, where did that come from?
And you contrast that with, you know,
that came from like the Treasury Department or whatever.
Right, and you contrast that with, you know, the, I don't know, the roots of the Coast Guard, and like you say, well, you know, I mean, I think of the original, the Coast Guard ensign, the flag.
Right.
$17.99, the vertical stripes, those silver.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
stripes.
Yeah, vertical stripes.
And, you know, that's something that...
Oh, wait, wait, you said what was the date on the...
$17.99.
No, that's the Revenue Cutter Marine, that is not the Coast Guard.
Right.
And they keep trying to say...
The roots. Right, but that's the roots
but
of
they
the
keep trying to say that the Revenue Cutter Marine is the Coast Guard, and it's not.
Right, exactly. It's been morphed, as you say, and so people need to understand that it's, you know, something that it reminds me of the story that I think John Spivak told the best in his article series in 1935 titled Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy. And basically he exposed the fact that Smedley Butler, one of the most highly decorated military servicemen of American history, was recruited by this fascist conspiracy of international industrialists, Wall Street.
Yeah, they wanted him to assassinate Roosevelt, right?
Well, yeah, they wanted him to be the president's special assistant is what they said. That was kind of the way that they tried to lure him in, and he smoked him out enough to get all of the names and blew the whistle to Congress. But John Spivak did probably the best job of telling the country and the world that even the Dickstein Committee was dirty, and they only took as much of Smedley Butler's testimony as they absolutely had to, tried to occlude even that, released only what was absolutely necessary. And John Spivak said, you know, here's what really happened. So when you look at this, basically you compare the two. To me, in my mind, the Coast Guard is, you know, a mechanism that you can use for military purposes that is something that, because of its size, its smallness compared to the other branches of service, I mean, it is...
But they're changing that, though, as well.
Right. And they're all being pared down. That's part of Army 21, Army After
Action. Actually, they're increasing the size of the Coast Guard.
Well, the others are being pared down. If you look at the Army,
yeah,
there's a
right.
plan, obviously, to pare it down. But why is that? And so the reason that the Coast Guard was moved is because of its smallness. It could be moved swiftly, obviously. Its size was an advantage to be able to move it and to create the kind of changes that you've been talking about for a while. Now, obviously, since it's part of the Department of Homeland Security, people can go look on Wikipedia and find the stuff that you say every broadcast, and that it's just crazy stuff. Part of the military.
Well, I can't get people to wake up about it. It's like, you know, to me, there's no bigger piece of evidence showing that we're under martial law.
Right, and that's why, you know, compare the civil stripes, the vertical stripes, to what is going
yeah.
on today, and
which is the martial flag or flag of distress when
so
you said you're gonna bring in a couple callers though.
Well, that's sure. Why don't we, if we're gonna go to the phones, let's go to the phones and grab Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, thanks for calling in. Good evening.
Hi. Yeah, I was glad to see Mr. Corbett on with the Alex show this week. It came off quite well, as far as I thought.
Cool. I haven't seen that, but I will look for it now.
Anyway,
well, thank you.
The important thing, I think, is that we should find out what the results are of the government propaganda so that we know what we're dealing with. I think there's a good stretch of people who don't go along with the Burley at Sea gig, and so that their propaganda can fail mightily, which is what we need to do.
I agree. I know you bring up an important point, but James Corbett is here. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you for having me on once again. Yes, good to be here. And if I could just speak to that point, I think absolutely the Burial at Sea story, followed by the changing, the changing narrative of what supposedly took place on Sunday, is getting just to the point where it's starting to become quite ridiculous. And I don't know at this point.
At least they didn't shoot him to the moon and put him in orbit or something, as per Muslim, you know, tradition.
Right. Yes. Muslim tradition is to I don't know what is it to
bury
chop the body into 1,000 pieces and
yeah.
make sure none of them are recognizable. And, no, it is. It is so cartoonish. Yeah. It almost makes you wonder if it's intentional.
Yeah. Do you know is it Muslim tradition to bury the body in 24 hours?
From what I understand, that would be the Wahhabi Sunni tradition that Bin Laden was a part of that sect. But it would have been a burial in the ground, and in an unmarked grave.
Right.
And so the unmarked grave aspect of it would supposedly, theoretically, deal with the idea that they would have some sort of shrine or something to go to. That's supposedly not something that would have taken place anyway, but obviously if this were real and if they really had his body, they would have offered it to Saudi Arabia so that they could...
That would be normal.
Yeah.
I think one of the best stories that I've seen is the New York Times story. The headline was "Raid Account Hastily Told Proves Fluid." And here's the first couple of lines. It says, on Monday, the Obama administration said that Bin Laden had been killed after a firefight with Navy SEAL commandos and that he had used his wife as a human shield. That was Monday. On Tuesday, the administration said that Bin Laden was not armed at all, that his wife had not been a shield, but had rushed her husband's assaulter and was shot in the leg. On Wednesday, the administration backtracked again. This time, it downgraded its initial accounts of a firefight that raged throughout the raid to gunshots fired only at the beginning of the nearly 40-minute operation by Bin Laden's courier, who was quickly dispatched by the commandos. And then it has this question, what happened? Anyway, I think that, fluid is a kind way to put that.
How about have a questionnaire say, which story do you think is the best? Something that really...
Yeah. like a virtual... How did Bin Laden die? DVD.
Well, we're pretty much at that point, aren't we? We're pretty much there. They've got people so much into trance that the people who are buying this...
I think the first question is which time.
Right, true. And which Bin Laden? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the real
perhaps
Bin Laden...
computer-generated one. Yeah. So what do you guys think of the video? I didn't hear the first half hour, but they just released the video, supposedly from inside his fortress compound.
Where they shot
this
an unarmed man.
This isn't the one with the 25 minutes missing, right?
No, not of the raid. This is supposedly his like home video footage or whatever of him.
Oh,
recording.
Right, where videos of him watching himself watching.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
To me, all of this rigmarole about what happened, what didn't happen, I think to a certain extent there's some intentionality behind this in order, to distract people from sort of the bigger geopolitical moves that are being played as a result of this. And I'm at this moment, I'm really keeping an eye on the Pakistan situation and how this is being used as a potential excuse to go further into Pakistan. And we'll see how it plays out. But it's
interesting that you say that, James, because some of the stories that have come out, Washington Post the other day, Pakistan warns U.S. against future raids. That story said Pakistan's army chief warned Thursday that any repeat of the type of U.S. commando operation that killed Bin Laden would be viewed as a violation of Pakistani sovereignty and would imperil military and intelligence cooperation between the two countries, which is nonsense. But I think, it's interesting to your point.
And then a few hours after that, they went in with another Predator drone strike.
Exactly.
So it's, and he ends up being caught a kilometer away from the Pakistani Military Academy, and he's living right in the heart of the military and intelligence community. And it seems like a setup to me.
Well, it's almost like they placed him there. They placed him there in a vase of water so that they can buy and grab him when they need him. It's like, okay, which president is in trouble? Who do we need to save? He got Bin Laden.
I really hope that this is just about presidential politics and trying to get a boost in the polls. But I really think there's something much bigger going on right now. And we saw that actually recently with China coming out and saying that they're prepared to defend Islamabad, which is,
right.
That's a huge thing that's going on right now with Pakistan and China, maybe trying to lure Pakistan out from the American umbrella and into the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And I've been trying to make this case on my podcast for a few months now that we're seeing with this Arab Spring, this move toward a setting up of the chessboard for a World War III type scenario. And that's something I'm really looking at right now.
I think to throw another fun little wild card in the mix, one of the things I've been talking about for a while is Glasnost. You know, you look at this call for openness and transparency, and that's what Glasnost means translated into English. Glasnost and Perestroika immediately preceded the collapse of the Soviet Union. And it's kind of curious. You know, we have these kinds of things. This story, you know, with the backpedaling and stuff, seemingly almost intentionally, and so many other things that discredit the U.S. and paint us in a horrible light. You look at a lot of these stories, including the one that I mentioned, the New York Times story, Raid Account Hastily Told Proves Fluid. They say right in the stories, this has a tremendously adverse or negative impact. Well, gosh, could that possibly be intentional?
Well, if you want to destroy, if you want to say a company and you want to destroy it and take it out of business so you don't have it as a competitor or take it over, what's the best way to do that?
Right.
Hire the CEO for that corporation yourself, put him in place or through machinations and, you know, let him start in the mailroom and work his way up over 10 years and then have him destroy the company from within. That's how all republics die, from within.
Or you start putting out, you know, if you control the bully pulpit, you start putting out stories about them and...
about us, to discredit ourselves.
Exactly, right.
Right.
But, I mean, if you want to buy the company for pennies on the dollar, so to speak, you know, you put out stories about them. Oh, look at, you know...
But what better way to do that than to screw up the balance sheet, so to speak, for want of a better, you know, term, of the corporation or the company? I hate to even use that analogy, because the government is not
fascist.
A corporation.
Right.
Right, it's... Yeah. Well, that was the thing I wanted to get into, was talking about, like, how we spend... and I never went to it because I was thinking about it on the way home, about how things like Silicon Valley are supposed to... You know, they get started through taxpayer funding, taxpayer subsidies, laws to include constitutional issues like due process, First Amendment rights, you know, free speech, right to redress, and more, so that anyone working in that industry, whether you're a little guy or big guy, your constitutional rights and protections are there, and that anything like due process is paid for as a cost of doing business by the industry initially, but it doesn't block you from getting into courts more and more, from even that arbitration case from the U.S. Supreme Court that just came out, that I think James and I talked about, and I think you and I have talked about, Chris, the one with the Federal Arbitration Act. It was involving AT&T to basically preclude class action lawsuits from getting into court, to where you have to, everyone has to sue or even arbitrate individually. And it's like, wait, they're doing that because, I mean, that breaks down the court, breaks down even the arbitration system, because then the little guy won't be able to sue on small issues. You know, if everybody gets ripped off $30, it's not worth it for you to go after somebody. But as a class action suit, it makes that type of a correction and a form of civil redress more viable. More and more suits are going to be blocked from court, from this public trust known as our court system, that is one of the first, if not the most important, systems of civil defense, that is under attack and being destroyed from within as well.
So how do we change that?
Sovereign immunity. Go ahead, Leo.
Yeah, well, so how do we go about making the court realize that they're on the wrong track?
Well, people need support. You were just talking about this last night, Chris, was Edgar Steele and what's happened with him.
Right.
You know, I don't know how much help he got, but it sure wasn't enough.
None. Well, you know, that's not true. I mean, folks that knew him, you know,
what, his wife, too,
I would
right?
say, obviously not nearly enough, but... It was a complete misprison of justice. He was, as I said, you know, it was an orchestrated railroading of him by definition.
But guys like Campion and Ramos, because they got sufficient help, they were in jail for 10 years minimum. As police said, they've been pulled out, and that's all been reversed. But that came from congressmen, so even guys like freaking Dana Rohrabacher coming out of the woodwork as a total freakazoid.
Who's not exactly a good guy.
No, he's not. But he even came out in and on behalf of Campion and Ramos and fought for them. And there was all kinds of other ones. But that's a perfect example where if people circle the wagons and fight and don't give up, injustice is not carried out against people who don't deserve it. I mean, they took the testimony of a drug runner who had been shot in the butt, wasn't killed, but they took his testimony over theirs, and actually the guy had been nailed a couple times prior to and after for running drugs and smuggling across the border. And it's like at some point it's like, something's really askew here. They're intentionally trying to break and take down everything in right. the country and make sure it doesn't work.
R.J. Steele's case is a perfect example of that kind of same that same brand of nonsense, because his wife, you would think, is the injured party, Cindy Steele, because she was the target of the alleged murder for hire plot. But she says no.
She's denied it.
Yeah. She says he didn't do it. So why is he facing 30 years?
Where's the injured party? Where's the complaint? Where's the...
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, more views. All right, I want to, real quick, because we have limited time, www.crossingtherubicon.org. You can go there, read some of the transcripts from my own plight, or check out stuff on martial law, www.martiallaw.com, martiallaw911.com, martiallaw911.com. Chris Hinckley, give out your website real quick.
I'm just going to point to Facebook, yeah. Facebook.com/Road Warrior Radio. Go to the Facebook page.
And also go to RBN and listen yep, Monday absolutely. Through Friday, 9 o'clock. Let me throw it to James, because this is going to be his last show. He'll probably back on again here and there, but he's got a change in schedule, so he will not be able to grace this program for at least the foreseeable future, so I want to give him the last segment. We have one caller, if you can sneak Lark in real quick, James, and it's all yours.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I'll just direct people to CorbettReport.com, where I've had a lot of interviews and videos going on this week. There were some national holidays here in Japan, so I had a lot of time to flesh out not only the Osama bin Laden hoax that's going on, but talk to Adrian Salbucci of SecondRepublicProject.com, talk to
What interview was that with Salucci?
The number? I have no idea. 325 or something like that. I've had about five or six interviews this week, a few of them video interviews. Talked to Matias Rojas in Chile, who's been doing all sorts of activism down there. So a lot of stuff to check out, and obviously more on the way, including more about the Osama deception that's going on right now. And you can stay tuned to my YouTube for that. But right now, let's sneak in Lark from Texas. I think he's waiting on the line. Lark, are you there?
Hey, guys, put a stopwatch on me. I want to see if I can get a few words in and invite your comment, especially yours, Chris, because I want to thank you for your mention of Death of the Phoenix,
yeah.
final act for the United States of America, Barbara Aho.
Absolutely. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, again, that's Death of the Phoenix, final act for the United States of America, written by Barbara Aho. Yeah, Barbara
watch
Aho. By the...
Yeah,
watch http://watch.pair.com. Interesting thing about Barbara Aho is that she was quite the activist for Obamacare up in Wisconsin, just as a side note, Chris.
Yeah.
But very, very well-researched article. And also, and I've mentioned this on the program before and others.
The key word, though, being was, right?
No, still is.
She still is. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see. In passing, I want to make reference once again to the PDF, which anybody can download online, which I've mentioned on your program, Eric, and that is U.S. Congressional Record, 1940, British Israel World Government. And then... finally, I want to know if anybody caught the May Day program with our friend Wayne Mattson.
Can't say as I did, no. What happened?
Oh, no, it was a great program. He's a wonderful researcher. You know, we don't think alike. For instance, he was very proud to employ as one of his bumper music tunes the Internationale. And I was smiling throughout the whole program. I had an opportunity to call in, but I was—I couldn't help but thinking that at some point he was going to get so excited talking about the plight of the workers and the need for the workers of the world to unite and stand up against this fascist oppression that he was going to start singing the Marseillaise a la Edith Piaf.
Yeah, interesting. Well, he does have some good research, and he's taken a look into some issues and done some good stuff, but, you know, I don't necessarily trust him on economic issues, that's for sure. So, at any rate, we're running out of time, so I think we're going to have to sign off, and I probably won't be back on the program, as Eric said, for a long time. So, this is James
CorbettReport.com.
Well, for a while, let's say, for a while.
Yeah, no worries. But I will be doing an interview on your program this month, right?
That's right, yeah, we'll set up a date.
Cool. Thanks, James.